You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to Stock Picks of the Day. There's a heat wave going on in the country, and I hope you are listening to this in a cool atmosphere, in a cool environment. If you're not, please keep yourself hydrated. And this I'm telling you first up because I want you to pay as much attention to it as possible. There are lots of problems that can happen with dehydration. Keep yourself hydrated. And now we will quench the thirst you may have for which stocks are useful to buy or sell today, because that is precisely the point of this podcast. This is Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma, and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
Well, it's Friday, so we spoke to Hadrian Mendonca of IIFL, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 5 to 6% return in the next 1 month, the list that he gave us. Let's run through the list of stocks very quickly. First, Hindustan Unilever with a buy call, target 1939, 1939 rupees, stop loss 1791 rupees for an upside of 5%. Wockhardt has a sell call for June futures, target of 364 rupees, stop loss 398 rupees for a downside of 6%. Shriram Transport Finance with a sell call as well, June futures, target 1007 rupees, stop loss 1103 for a downside of 6%. It's been a fairly topsy-turvy week so far on Dalal Street, even though it has been truncated. Yesterday, we saw Sensex losing about 500 points, clearly not impressed by the 25 basis point cut because that was already factored in. The market was expecting more. Let's find out what Hadrian has to say about what we can expect over the course of today and what has been happening so far. He speaks about the DHFL crisis, the ongoing DHFL crisis, delay in monsoon arrival, and Trump's extended tariff threats, not just on China, but also Mexico, led to a bunch of sell-off yesterday on Dalal Street. As we saw at the end of the day, we saw the Sensex breaking below the 40,000 mark, losing almost 500 points, and the Nifty forming a bearish harami candlestick pattern on the daily chart, which also saw an extended level of selling pressure as the psychological support of 12,000 was broken. The weekly analysis indicates that Nifty is facing stiff resistance at the rising trendline resistance zone, which is around 12,200 levels. Going forward, 11,800 is the vital support zone on the downside, and if that is breached on a closing basis, it could drag the Nifty lower towards its 50 DMA support of 11,650. It would be wise to remain cautious in the near term, is what Hadrian says. The Nifty Midcap 100 index, which showed signs of a breakout from a falling channel pattern on the weekly chart, is finding it difficult to sustain above the breakout zone. This could lead to some selling pressure, even the mid-cap space, in the short term. Now, those three names and why they're attractive buy or sell calls today. We start things off with Hindustan Unilever. The stock has shown immense strength at a time when the market has sold off sharply. The stock has broken out from a consolidation pattern on the weekly chart, accompanied by a smart uptick in traded volumes. The expectation is that the stock will continue its outperformance in the medium term. Hold long positions is what Hadrian has to say, with a stop loss of 1,791 on a closing basis. That's Hindustan Unilever with a buy call. Wockhardt has a sell call. The stock has been consolidating for the past 3 weeks and it has failed to surpass its 50 DMA. In addition to that, Wockhardt has also formed a bearish engulfing pattern on the daily chart, indicating weakness is likely to persist. Hold short position is Hadrian's advice to you, with the stop loss of 398 rupees on a closing basis. That's Wockhardt with a sell call. And finally, Shriram Transport Finance has a sell call as well. The stock was in a solid uptrend in the past 3 weeks, but it failed to carry forward the momentum as it found stiff resistance in the long-term 200 DMA. Negative crossover on the relative strength index and a breakdown from a rising channel pattern on the daily chart are indicating that the stock is likely to extend this current weakness. So, Shriram Transport has a sell call with a stop loss at 1,103 rupees on a closing basis for a downside of 6%. What do we do in the end? We repeat those names. Hindustan Unilever with a buy call, target 1939, stop loss 1791, upside of 5%. Wockhardt with a sell call, target 364, stop loss 398, downside of 6%. Shriram Transport Finance with a sell call, target 1007, stop loss 1103, downside of 6%. Well, here's hoping that some of those names prove to be useful to you as you go about your business doing some buying or selling over the course of the day today. It is the end of the trading week. We have seen some ups and downs, the likes of which we haven't seen in a long time, at least the ups on Dalal Street. Will it be a day of ups or downs, or is it going to be a sideways correction? Who knows? Well, we know. We will tell you during the course of the day. Do follow our updates on Money Control. Do install the app. And if you happen to not be connected to any of your devices during the course of the day, you can always come back in the evening when I will recap the events on Dalal Street on an evening walk down Dalal Street. Otherwise, happy Friday to you all. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.